Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone had a great holiday season and wishing everyone a happy new year. We want everyone to know that our show is to let our guests know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we also mean that you will not need our treatment after we get you back on track. Only occasional tune-ups when you're stressed out or if you eat wrong, have emotional trauma, emotional stress. And that's how we get you back on your feet, getting your body to do what it's supposed to do.
This is an astounding statement, but it's really true. Not only chronic disorder can be cured, most are so easy. It's not funny. It's that our healthcare system is based on keeping the status quo to make money from you. If you keep getting sick, you got to keep going back to the doctor, keep masking the symptom, but never treat the underlying, your real problem. That's why you have to take chemicals forever. That's never good for health. The way we cure problem is to restore your health, to give back your spirit, which provide the health and life for you,
right,
and make the body and mind together by improving circulation that contain the energy from the spirit.
Right. So your spirit is connected to your physical body. When we get sick, the energy, your soul becomes disconnected.
Yeah, blocked from it.
And blocked. So it blocks in certain parts of your body wherever you're weaker. If you tend to be more angry, frustrated, depressed, that'll block your liver channel.
Yeah.
So that's where you may get pain, you may get liver symptoms. It affects your eyes because the liver controls your eyes. So what we do is we connect the spirit and the body back together in the liver channel to strengthen the liver to get your body to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. The basic problem in the Western society is really governments are all corrupted. It's controlled by the super rich 1%. December 23rd, this year, was the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, which is a really ridiculous private corporation that print money to lend to our government and get income tax to pay them. And they're so rich, they control the food industry, the drug industry, the oil industry,
right,
the vaccine industry.
So there's a lot of money to be made, and that's why...
That's why you don't know about the cure,
yes, and
of chronic disorder.
You go to every Walgreens or CVS, they ask you, have you had your flu shot today?
Exactly.
We had a patient, and I forgot to tell her, don't get the flu shot. They convinced her at CVS to get the flu shot. She got sick immediately the next day.
Yeah.
Linda.
Oh.
Anyway, so this is something that you have to be aware of.
Yeah, like Jessica.
Saying,
she got
a very young
person, get the flu shot, real sick for 5 days, could not get out of bed, and Dr. Lenke for one treatment, she was cured. And next week, she got the fine flu shot because she worked in the hospital, and she had nothing. She had
no
symptom.
Yes.
Because
we
know, here's another point. I want to make. We have another mass shooting or senseless shooting in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day we get some like this. Why? Because our food is filled with GMOs, processed food, that makes us weaker. And plus, on top of all these shooters, they're on.
Most of them are on antipsychotics, and it's never revealed in the media.
Exactly.
And so all they try to do is actually tell us, oh, we need to control our guns. But actually, it's really most of the people are on antipsychotics.
Guns don't kill.
Exactly. If you put the gun on the table, it's not going to do anything.
Exactly. Okay.
So it's
people don't kill either. People kill only if their spirit is not in their body.
Mm-hmm.
Their spirit is blocked from the body because.
And
all the lousy food we eat, all the chemical we put in the body.
And when you're disconnected. Same thing, 10, 12 years ago, we talked about in Texas, the woman, I forgot what her name was, in Dallas, who drowned her 5 kids.
Oh, yeah.
She was on 4 times the allowed amount of Haldol.
It's
going to make you crazy. So she ended up being in prison. I totally forgot what her name was, but we had talked about this 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I want to go over who we had with us last week. We had Linda with us, who heard about Dr. Tong and what we do through Dell, one of our patients, on a train ride. She has been suffering from neurodermatitis, which is shingles under her skin, constant burning, itching all over her body. She went to regular doctors. She was put on antidepressants. After the first treatment, her symptoms went away.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But she had an emotional event. Yes. Her mother passed away after
then she
that.
Came back.
And the symptoms
but
came
not
back.
Not as bad.
Right. So she's had a total of 3 treatments as of that show, and her symptoms were completely gone.
She's happy.
And she comes from up north, so she comes a long way.
Yes.
3 treatments, and she's had this problem for many, many years.
Now, if we have health care like this, we won't need Obamacare.
Well,
Obamacare is not health care. It's insurance reform.
Right, and the weight.
And the insurance is also controlled by the super elite. Now you see that everything is run by money.
We also had with us Cheryl, who for the past 10 years experienced extremely painful plantar fasciitis or heel pain.
Yes.
To the point where she would have to get up in the middle of the night and had to walk off the pain for 2 hours almost every night.
Exactly.
Consistently.
For 10 years.
For 10 years. She could not sleep. And she couldn't go on vacations, and the doctors could not do anything for her.
She's afraid to ride in a plane because they had to walk up and down the aisles.
Right. Now, after she's only had maybe 2 or 3 treatments, because she also comes from far, but now her pain only it's very minimal compared to what it was. If she gets up at night, she only walks it off for 10 minutes.
She says she hardly need to do that anymore.
Right. So amazing cases. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Let's get to our first guest.
Do it.
Okay. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Eric. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Yes, how are you? Eric's been on our show one time before. I think it was several months ago after his first treatment. And we're here to follow up on him and see how he's doing after he's been getting treatments for a while, and something actually also happened recently. So give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Okay. Well, let's put this way. I heard you guys' show probably, I think, about 8 months ago now,
mm-hmm.
and then had my first sessions with you guys and immediately felt the difference after the first treatment.
What kind of problems?
I had high blood pressure. And I was at high blood pressure. I was urinating frequently at night. I was just general health, I think. I was just feeling like there's got to be something better, different than taking these medications.
And you're young. You're young. You're not even, you're young.
Now, you had a stroke, a mini stroke, too, right, several years ago?
That's true. About 4 years ago, I had a mini stroke, which then, put me into all the medications, right, that I was prescribed by my doctors. Mm-hmm. And even though I had, you know, lost a considerable amount of weight at the time, you know, the answer always was still keep taking your medications. And I knew that there had to be something different.
Right.
So, that being the answer.
So you had asked, because you actually were going to Kaiser, right? You asked your Kaiser doctor, can I ever get off these medications? And they said never, correct?
That's what they said.
And yeah. you are, how young are you? 40?
40, I just turned 45, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're very young.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're expecting you to take this for another 40, 50 years.
That's right.
And now tell us, you had some symptoms, like you had some back pain, right? Some kidney issues, too, as well, right? From taking medication?
Yeah, I'd felt a slow or a low-grade pain, I think, in my kidneys. And I was always worried about that because I know the medication creates other problems in your body.
Right.
Even though it may keep your blood pressure down for a time, it creates other things that happen.
Your harms your liver, harms your kidney.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, after treatments, you know, all that pain went away and stays away. Mm-hmm. As long as I keep, you know, when I go to the treatments and take care of things. And, you know, I've weaned down on the medication. I'm not completely off yet because everybody around me, and I know Dr. Tong, right, you wish I was completely off, but I'm down to like every 3 days now, and I'm weaning off. So
yes, it's okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. And your blood pressure, how is it now?
It's good. I check. You know, that's been interesting. I've always checked it a lot, but ever since we started doing this, I continually check it. You know, throughout the, you know, it's kind of like a hobby, I think. But it's really good. It's always in the, you know, 120s to 110s. You know. It was under 80 usually, you know.
That's good.
That's very good. And yeah. And you're barely on any medication now, basically.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. And then what about the urination at night? How's that now?
It's good. It's gone. It was gone from the first treatment.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was several months ago, right?
Yeah. That used to be an internal alarm clock that was every night between 1:58 a.m. and 2:04 a.m. I could almost nail it. You know?
Well, you have the alarm. You have the alarm clock set so that you can get up.
But it's the wrong time.
That's been gone.
So tell us recently what happened to you.
Actually, one more thing you need to do: you check your pH, your saliva. Have you been doing that?
Yes, I have. I check it every morning when I wake up, and I've been drinking the alkaline water and looking at that, looking and following that food group thing that you folks gave me,
mm-hmm. Right.
Where, so I can stay, you know, I run hot, as you say, so I try to stay cool.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
With the food choices that I make.
So basically, you're balancing two things. One, if you're alkaline, your blood will not clot, so you have very low chance of repeating a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, you balance heat and cold. That's even more important.
Right.
Then you don't get sick too easily.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Eric is a very successful businessman. So whatever he does, he puts his mind to.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about him not doing what we tell him to do.
Yeah.
So, Eric, tell us recently what happened to you that you came back
for. Well, sure. Last Saturday, I went hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back. I had rolled my ankle a little bit while hiking on a hill,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't hurt all that much at the time, but mm-hmm. I definitely rolled it. I came back, took a shower, laid on my couch like every good hiker does after a good hike, and fell asleep for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had crossed my legs and put my left leg on top of my right leg, mm-hmm. as I was laying on my couch falling asleep, and my heel had dug into the top of the foot where I'd rolled on my right foot.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up, I had a softball size swelling on my right foot.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. And so that was Saturday afternoon. So all day Sunday, I couldn't even put pressure on it. I had to get my son's crutches from the closet and hobble around. And then Monday morning, I called the office, your office, and talked to Sam there. And I said, I've got to get in to see you today.
Because
I knew.
Why is that? Because you had to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I had a family trip planned. You know, we leave the day after Christmas to go to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And here I was 2 days before that, not even able to stand on my foot.
Oh, wow. So you couldn't even stand?
Yes.
I couldn't. No, I rented one of those little scooter things instead of the crutches that I came to your office in it, actually. And you know, took the treatment with Dr. Tong, and it was amazing because he said, okay, stand up. And I said, stop. And he goes, no, really, stand up. He said, stand up. And he goes, now I want you to walk. And I looked at him like, you're crazy. He goes, no, really, walk. So I started walking, and he's like, oh, my. He's like, okay, why are you walking funny? I said, well, it hurts a little bit here. So then he laid back down, and he gave me the treatment again in the area. And then he says, okay, now hop up, get dressed, and let's go. I said, okay. So we did, and, you know, it was amazing. I actually left your office, went back to work where everybody had seen me in the morning with my crutches scooter, and my scooter. Yeah, my
wow,
scooter.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I walked into the office, and I couldn't believe it. So
yeah.
So now are you walking now?
Yeah. No, it's, you know, after the treatment,
you're a little sore.
Yeah, it was sore. It tightened up a little, and, you know, Dr. Tong told me, hey, you know, don't overdo it. So every day I've been doing a little more. Yesterday I was on my feet. I would say I walked probably a sum total of 2 hours yesterday, but very, very slowly, right? Not a lot, but I also drove my car, right, to Vegas from Orange County. Uh-huh. So that if you put all that together, it was probably a 6-7 hour thing where my foot wasn't elevated anymore. And I was fine, you know, a little bit of pain. I can feel it getting better every day because the blockages are clearing as we go.
And you've only had one treatment for this.
That's right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's right.
Yeah, see here. Here's all these athletes, professional athletes. When they get injury, they get physical therapy. Many of them get surgery, and most of the surgery are not necessary. This is what Obamacare needs, not insurance reforms. Okay,
yeah.
Not trying to force people to buy insurance to support abortion, to support birth control pills, and all this mumbo jumbo. Then you need health care like this, health care.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time on your vacation to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and our listeners appreciate it, too. Amazing story. I mean, you respond so quickly. So we'll see you when you get back from your trip.
Yep, I'll be there right when I get back.
Okay.
Yeah, to get more healing. Yes.
Have a great time.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Isela. Welcome, Isela.
Hi, Isela.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
All right.
So Isela's been on our show several times now in the past year and a half. So we are going to follow up on you, how you're doing and how your husband Fred is doing, because he has an amazing story. So tell us what's been going on recently since you've been getting treatments and your husband Fred.
Well, it's been just wonderful that you've come into our lives through Jorge and Elvira.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a 95-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend Christmas Day with her. And we celebrated with some of our family and friends, and they hadn't seen Fred and Evita for a long time. And they were just amazed to see my husband, Fred, that he turned 90 in November.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking better than ever, and he's not on any medication whatsoever, only the vitamins that I give him. And thanks to you and Dr. Tong.
He was on medication for Parkinson's like about a couple years ago, right? And the medication he was on for like 11 years? Was it 11
years? Yes. Yeah, he was 78 going on 79 when he got hit very hard with the Parkinson's.
Uh-huh.
And he had a lot of, you know, spasms, you know, at night, kicking, you know, just and shaking. Mm-hmm. And his hands were shaking a lot. And
he couldn't even cut steak, right? He couldn't.
Couldn't cut his own meat or mm-hmm. anything.
Mm-hmm. He was kicking you at night when he's sleeping.
yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Now, so he only started coming to see us about 2 years ago, maybe.
It's been 2 years.
2 years. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after the first treatment, mm-hmm. actually, the shaking completely went away?
Yes, after the very first treatment.
Amazing.
And he stopped kicking and getting the spasms like that. To this day, he has never gotten another
right,
one.
Right.
So Parkinson can be cured. And yeah. in this case, so easy. It's not
right.
funny.
Well, and yes. So what happened was, even after that happened, he continued to go to stay on his Parkinson's medication.
Yeah, that shouldn't be, yeah.
So then yes. he started getting hallucinations, correct?
Yes, and a year ago in June uh-huh. this year, he got hit very hard with dementia.
Right.
And actually,
they put him on some psychotropic drugs.
Namenda, right?
Yes, Seroquel and Namenda.
Yes.
Which made it worse.
Terrible.
It made him worse. Yeah.
Yes,
those two.
He was thinking people were hiding in the back of the sofa and. And he was walking out of the apartment in the 3-4 in the morning.
Mm.
And a couple of times I had to call the sheriff to help me look for him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't recognize your son-in-law.
No, he didn't recognize even his granddaughters or my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And today I'm here in Monterey Park with our son. And it was very hard to deal with. It was taking me by surprise, and I was trying to be very patient, you know, with him. And he didn't know where he was, for quite a while.
Well, you actually were even mm-hmm. considering putting him in a nursing home and downsizing,
yes.
right? I mean, it got that bad.
He was suggesting mm-hmm. himself. He said, I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah.
Put me in the nut house.
Yeah.
And that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now, mm-hmm. so we took him, so he came for treatment. We took him off all the medication. How's he doing now?
He's doing the best ever. He is on no medication whatsoever, only the vitamins and the vegan protein powder
uh-huh.
and just all the vitamins.
His mind is very sharp.
So much better. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Because he jokes. He's humorous. He jokes right now. And remember that barbecue thing that he took up
yes.
to the patio and you did not remember?
He remembered.
Yeah.
He remembered.
He told you, I got it up in the patio and he take you out there and show it to you.
Yeah.
And you,
yes.
you didn't remember. He
he's
did.
He's way sharper.
No.
Yeah. Much sharper.
Yeah,
now.
So much sharper. And yeah. he's back to his jokes and back to his old self. And
he's dancing all the time.
Dancing.
Oh,
he was
yeah,
a partying.
We do dance a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, and he's a great dancer, and that's been the best medicine besides coming to you and
yeah.
Dr. Elaine.
Now tell us about you, Izella, because
you were
suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes. Tell us what's going on with that now.
Yes, I started when I was 12 years old, mm-hmm. and so I've had pain most of my life. And I'm 78 now, going on 79, mm-hmm. and these acupuncture and all this method, your method, has been wonderful because from the very first treatment, after that, I had no pain in my knees like I used to have
uh-huh.
or my hands because mainly it attacked my hands.
Right.
Were you able to play the piano?
She was able to play the piano after the first treatment.
I still play the piano,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
I have more than a few hundred treatments. I still don't play the piano.
No, and in fact, every time we get together now, we got together on Christmas Day, and also Elvira and Jorge, thanks to him that we know of you,
mm.
and they asked me to play the piano. They
Wonderful.
Asked the 12-year-old, and then I played a session, too.
Wonderful.
I gave a little bit, and they can't believe, you know, since. They all know yeah. how many years I've had this in my hands.
Not only that, your hands are a little bit deformed too, but that
yes.
is better now. Your fingers are straighter
wow,
now. The knuckles
good.
Are less
yeah.
big. Because actually, Isela, you know, you invest in yourself. She continues with the herb. She's been doing it for 2 years.
Yes.
And we put her on things for, now tell us about also your diabetes. How are your sugars doing now?
My sugars have been excellent. I went on December 3rd to the diabetic specialist, and when he walked into the room, he said, "You look fabulous." And he said, "And I want to tell you, I'm so proud of you." He says, "You're... sugars are excellent, and you have no high cholesterol, no high blood pressure."
And so, you're on less medication now, too, correct?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's amazing.
The one metformin a night. Mm-hmm. Some nights I don't even take it.
Mm-hmm. What are your sugars running now?
It's been all this week, it's been low, 115, 121, mm-hmm.
You really
132.
You really should get off the metformin. The metformin is not doing anything. It harms your heart.
Yeah.
200 times.
Yes.
As long as you're taking the stuff that we're giving you.
Yeah, you don't need the
metformin. I think you're okay. Because they were like 160, 170 before your sugars?
Yes, they were high. And I tell my son that I'm amazed. I said, "Look, Mark, you know, and for everything I've eaten for dinner every night."
Yeah, especially with the holiday season.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And,
yeah.
Of course, I have the sugar-free Razzle Dazzle Berry Pie, you know, with the sugar-free vanilla ice cream. And,
sounds yummy.
And they didn't go up, you know.
Yes, yes.
And they use a Splenda.
Yeah.
But, I've eaten, you know, the mashed potatoes, all the carbs, everything.
And your sugars are like around 115?
Yeah, it was great. 121 this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then was your cholesterol high before, too?
Yeah, it was 279, and it's down to 170.
Wow.
And off medication, right? You're not on any medication. No statin, right?
No. Yeah. I'm not taking any medication.
That's all the herbs she's taking. Yeah.
That's all because Dr. Elaine's herbs. I have no credit on the herbs. Yeah.
But Isela, she's a good patient, good student. She's very consistent. She invests in herself. She buys it consistently.
2 points, okay?
Yeah.
Obamacare needs our treatment. Number two, aging doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Aging doesn't mean anything.
You would never guess Isela's 79.
Right now, both of them are so much better than before. Yeah.
They also told me, you know, they'd see Fred, they see me, and they said, "You look the same," because I haven't
or
seen
younger, actually.
Younger,
years.
More active, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Isela, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible, and we'll catch up with you again.
And thank you for being in our lives, we'll be there forever.
All right, happy New Year. Okay.
All right, happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.